Now, to deal with all this good news and help put it in some perspective, who better than an old friend of mine who's assistant to the president for economic policy, and he's director of the National Economic Council. His name is Al Hubbard. Al, it's great to talk to you, and congratulations on all the great news today.
Hey, thank you very much. Great talking to you, Michael. Please call me when you're in D.C. I'd love to get together.
Well, I would, too. And, again, and to see your wonderful family, too. So tell me, are you surprised at all that the mainstream media has kind of downplayed some of the economic bombshells that have exploded very happily today?
Unfortunately, I'm not surprised at all. You know, the economy has really been remarkable over the past 3 years. The unemployment rate peaked at 6.3% and is now down to 5.0%, which is lower than it was on average in the 70s, the 80s, or the 90s. It's lower than it's been since before 9/11. We've created over 3.5 million jobs in the last 3 years, over 2 million jobs in the last year. Over a million jobs this year, and, you know, we are feeling very, very good about the economy. At the same time, I want your listeners to know this president will never be happy until every single American has an opportunity to work at a job that meets his or her skill levels. But we're very pleased, and we also feel like the economy is at a sustainable pace, that it will continue to grow at around 3.5%. Which means we'll be creating more jobs than job entrants. So that unemployment rate will continue to gradually decline.
And what do you say to people who say, well, this has nothing at all to do with those Bush tax cuts that you all had to fight so hard to achieve?
Well, you know, when the president took office, we were just beginning a recession, and he immediately embarked on his 01 tax cuts, which he got passed, and then came back with the 03 tax cuts. And the result has been a remarkably strong economy. I think the most remarkable statistic is productivity growth, which really brings us our increased standard of living. During the from 73 to 95, productivity grew at 1.5%, grew at 2.5% in the last half of the 90s, but during the Bush administration, it's grown at 3.9%, which is a record level for that period of time. And that's and wages or compensation always tracks productivity growth, and growing at that rate means that people's compensation is going to continue to grow at a healthy pace, and that's good for all Americans.
Well, the compensation also has led to all of this increase in revenues, which has reduced the deficit, not just in, by the way, the federal deficit, but another big story today in the New York Times about state revenues rising.
Right.
Now, what's going on here, people need to pay attention. Lower tax rates, thanks to President Bush, and higher tax revenues. How's that work, Al Hubbard?
Well, that's when you leave more of people's money with them, they invest in America, and the result is that we have a very entrepreneurial culture, and the result is a fast-growing economy, and that means more jobs and also more tax revenue for the American government. The result is we're going to, next week, Josh Bolton, the OMB director, Office of Management and Budget Director, will be putting out his revised estimate, mid-year estimate, and I think you're going to see significant reduction in his projected deficit for this year. I mean, a significant reduction, which is good for all Americans.
Well, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan,
right,
and usually has some pretty good numbers, they have now said that the budget estimate could be for the deficit could be as low as $325 billion. That's as opposed to what they had estimated, what, over $500 billion. So it's way down from even what they expected from last year.
Right. No, it's significantly down. Our tax collections are actually up about, for this fiscal year, up $90 billion over what we originally expected. And, you know, again, we think the economy is on a very sustainable pace, and the result should be that we will continue to collect more taxes than originally anticipated.
Yeah, which, again, collecting more taxes because people are earning more,
right,
not because they're paying a higher percentage, which is the whole Republican idea. You know the president. You work with him closely. I'm sure you see him quite regularly. How are his personal spirits with all of the incredible attacks that he's been sustaining, particularly from the left, of course, and the allegations of his declining popularity? Is the president at all bothered by that?
You know, this president is You know, I think when the historians, not think, I'm confident, when the historians write about this president, whether it's 25, 50, 100 years from now, they're going to write that he was the president that attacked the big problems facing our country. Obviously, national security is number one, but he's also tackled the major domestic problems, starting off with an economy that was in a recession, but he's also dealt with education. He's now dealing with Social Security. He will be dealing with tax reform. I'm confident he will be dealing with health care and Medicare and Medicaid. Again, he's the guy that tackles the big problems. And he knows when you do that, it makes some people in the country uncomfortable, because that means that there's going to be change. But he believes that we need to change and adapt to modern reality and confront our problems and fix them. And this president is so committed to doing that. And he does not get down. I work on Social Security, and he's told me over and over, he calls me Hubs. He says, Hubs, you know, this is fun. You know, this is important for the American people. We're going to keep campaigning for this until we get it done. And this is why they elected me, to deal with the big problems facing America.
Isn't that reassuring? You talk about some of those big problems. One of the things that we haven't gotten into detail on yet from the administration is the tax reform that everybody knows that we need. As you know, Al, a lot of us out here on the right would like to see really fundamental tax reform, maybe even abolishing the income tax as we know it. Do you think the president might shock people with that kind of a radical reform that we need?
Well, he's very open-minded. There's this tax panel that he appointed at the beginning of the year, composed of nine outstanding people, led by former Senator Connie Mack and co-chaired by former Senator John Brough. And I continuously get reports about their progress, and I think they're going to present some very interesting ideas, several alternatives, some of which are really quite revolutionary, and others that are really just keeping our current system, but making it simpler and more straightforward and easier to deal with, which will give us, give this administration and also those on Capitol Hill an opportunity to really look at a number of different approaches so we can figure out what's the best system for the American people.
Well, I know we have you just for a few moments longer, and I also know you're not supposed to do foreign policy. But you're one of the president's chief economic advisors and one of the people he listens to. What do you say to those people? Oh, like there's a column today, syndicated column by Froma Harup, that says that the real villain in the London bombings was our dependence on oil. What's the best answer to those people who say that the only reason we went to war in Iraq was oil?
Well, I think if you look at this president's track record, Well, he's made it very clear at his State of the Union that he believes that the way to provide security to the American people as well as to the world is to promote democracy. 9/11 occurred not because of oil, but once 9/11 occurred, it became very apparent to this president and to the American people that we were in a war, and that it was going to be a war, as he pointed out the next day, that was going to last a long time. And he said he knew the American people were supportive of doing what's necessary to win that war against terrorism. And this president is committed to doing that. And this does not have anything to do with oil. It has to do with national security. And I can tell you this president is totally committed to doing what it takes to win that war. And he will use every means that he has to successfully wage that war, and I'm confident he will be successful.
Well, and I know you will continue to have days of great success on the economy. That was Alan B. Hubbard, who is assistant to the president for economic policy. He's also director of the National Economic Council.